Simon Reish Ayin Hey Sif Vav till the end of the Hey Sif Vav through the end of the Simon. These halachas are really basically halachas of when we're not choishes for atoyo, which is lain b'chla, whether or not we're choishes for atoyo is l'ninu. The chatchila chalapachas in Reifim where it's oil. We should be choishish. However, tenei kishal beis rabin, that a ring, if the Rebbe is there, possibly if the Rebbe is even not there, but most paiskim hold is after if the Rebbe is there, they're not going to make a move without the Rebbe, therefore there's no chash. I didn't see anywhere, and I didn't look too hard, but I think it's a davar pashat an ma'oy that this does not apply bismanenu. The kids are jumping around, playing Game Boy, doing all types of things in school. I don't think that the same thing applies. And I wouldn't be surprised if kids in the middle of the class go over to the shalat and turn on the air conditioner or turn off the heater, and therefore it's not. I certainly don't think that applies in a regular scenario. It could be that there are cases that it does, but in the regular scenario of what I've seen, it does not apply. Bama Malikin, you're allowed to learn Laura Nair. However, Mr. Garela says that's Safka Mishnai, that's not the Gemara, because the whole Vart is. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, dafka because it's maskil, the Isra Shabbos, l'chair if you're doing the Agarat HaGemara Daf Lamed, or then lav dafka is that going to be maskil, a person that he's not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Ches, talking about Yom Kippur, Neigin, Likers, Lel Yom Kippur, Ma'azir, Bnei Emes Yom Kippur Aleim. And then there's a shiloh whether or not learning. What's the story with learning on Yom Kippur? Is learning on Yom Kippur have the same thing or not? Or do we say, no, learning is learning, and you're going to get around Gatan, and you're going to forget. So b'shem the Chazon Ish, that he said that even learning, yeah, is beseder. L'chur, this could be negeh because Hilchos Yom Kippurim, there's machlekes whether or not one is supposed to have the lights on or not. Is one supposed to dafka have the lights on, or is one supposed to dafka have the lights off in Yom Kippur? Those that are negeh, the dafka have the lights off. All the light that they have is the light from the nearest. This would be negeh whether or not they can learn Mishnah Yisum afterwards. L'chur, I would think that Mishnah Yisum to learn wouldn't be a problem. You're not getting so orangutan inside, and therefore, the prata, those that hold you can do any limud, chur shouldn't be a problem. Siftes says, Leo Pesach, you're allowed to learn the Haggadah, because it's like any time that a person is just looking inside for Rashi Prakim because he really knows it by heart, then it's not a problem. The veil is mirrors, and anything that a person really knows by heart and just looking inside to make sure he doesn't make a mistake, that's Beseder. And the Biralach even says learning. If you're learning by heart, and the lights go out, then in Echanami you're still allowed to continue learning if you know the Masechta, if you know the Inyan well and you're just looking inside, then it's not a problem. Now if your mom is being ba'ayin, even though you know it by heart, then it's going to be a problem. That lachar would be the problem. Sif Yud is also another din of is also a din like the Rashi Prokham, that a Rebbe that's just looking from where to where he's going to learn with the kids, that's the Seder. Kalim of a Shamish, Kalim that are Demazel is there. If you're a Bucky, then it's not a problem. The other halacha, which is very Negeh halacha, is really the last halacha of the Simen, which is mentioned by the Ramal. No gula chase sakatanim shlo yu arum bifnei aniris, mishum bizui mitzvah, yachazuri keach. One should be careful that children should not be uncovered in front of the nearest, and therefore one should not change a diaper in front of the nearest, because it's designed for the nearest. So Ibn Ismail says that as long as you position your body in between the nearest and the child, that's Peseder, even though you're getting light maybe from around, the light spreads. Lamay says, as long as it's not mul the nearest, then in a Echanami it's not a problem. But one should be careful with regard to this, and therefore there are those that say, I'll be this, that one should not be Yetzei, the mitzvah of Halakas Neir, if he's in a hotel for Shabbos. And the only, and he wants to leave on a light and make a bracha and Ladik Neshul Chanukah, Ladik Neshul Shabbos. So we mentioned that there are possibilities of lighting a lamp. The best thing to do is light something which is not plugged in. However, if you're stuck and the only light that you have is one that's just plugged in, it seems that the consensus of most Paiskim is that you could make a bracha. Therefore, you could really flick on a light and make a bracha like on Shabbos. However, since you don't want to leave a light in the room, what you want to do is leave a light on the bathroom. There's a shaila whether or not you could use the light in the bathroom. Or do we say, no, that's turning into a Ner Shabbos, and then it's going to be designed to use the bathroom in front of the Ner Shabbos? But certainly not the Chatzchila. I heard that B'Shem Rav Berkowitz. However, I did hear B'Shem Rav Yashiv that he said that it's not a problem. And if you're stuck, you can leave on, I would think, your cell phone. That's probably the best idea. Leave if you have a backlight or a front light or any other light on your cell phone, leave it on. Program it that it shouldn't go off. If you have a fancy 1926 cell phone, that most of the regular cell phones, you could make sure that the light doesn't go off. And that's lechatchila, because it's a lamp and it's battery operated, it's not plugged in, and if it'll last for an hour or forever long that it needs to last, then that's lechatchila. And yivarchu anovim v'yanuchu.